From Radio Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello, and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Diane Erickson. We begin today with an old Viennese operetta overture. If any 19th century operetta composer ever deserved the title master of the overture, it was undoubtedly Franz von Suppé. Thanks to his early years in the orchestra of the renowned Vienna Theater, he acquired the infallible instinct for getting the audience into the right mood from the very opening bars of the music. As a young theater bandmaster, his job was to write overtures for farces, comedies, tragedies, whatever happened to be on the playbill. Eventually, he began writing complete works for the stage. The following overture was written for one of his early operettas, Banditenstreiche, The Jolly Robbers. The Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra is conducted by Alfred Walter.
Thank you.
The overture to Franz von Suppé's operetta Banditenstreiche. Suppé, like no other Viennese operetta composer, had the gift of combining Austrian feeling with Italian flair, a gift acquired from various family members and environmental influences. He had been brought up in Dalmatia. His father totally disapproved of the idea of his son being a musician, but he secretly took music lessons from a gifted church musician. His Viennese mother, after her husband's early demise, brought her son back to her hometown to live. That's where young Francesco, as he had been called up till then, learned not only the German language, but was also now permitted to study music. He earned the money for his music lessons by giving Italian lessons. However, his knowledge of German remained fairly spotty until the end of his life. Suppé's music retained a distinctly Italian accent, not surprisingly, since he was distantly related to the famous Italian composer Gaetano Donizetti. The experienced Donizetti thought highly of his talented nephew's initial endeavors and invited him to take part in what we'd today call a masterclass. There, the young Suppé learned not just the tricks and techniques of composing, but also the feel for the right tempo. Donizetti composed an average of 3 to 4 operas a year. In absolute record speed, he composed the final act of his La Favorita in only 4 hours. Hear now an excerpt from that opera.
Thank you.
Orlando's aria from Donizetti's opera La Favorita, sung by Peter Dvorsky, with the orchestra of the Budapest State Opera, conducted by András Mihály. Like Donizetti, our next composer, the Russian Anton Rubinstein, was considered a very speedy worker. Whether this was because this highly acclaimed star pianist was always in a rush, or because he was so certain of his popularity that he couldn't be bothered to take the time to compose painstakingly, we really don't know. At any rate, we do know that Anton Rubinstein performed an immeasurable service to Russian music life by founding the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Indeed, he was considered one of the finest 19th century piano virtuosos. He's not, incidentally, to be confused with Arthur Rubinstein, the great pianist of our century. One of Anton's melodies has actually made him immortal, the Melody in F, which he penned at the age of 23. Frank Purcell and his orchestra with Anton Rubinstein's immortal Melody in F. Danish composers are few and far between. Should one be so unfortunate as to share the same last name as another, he's got to think of something unusual to call attention to himself. That's what Jakob Gade had to do, not to be confused with Nils Wilhelm Gade, who in the 19th century brought new Scandinavian sounds to the Romantic music movement. Jakob Gade, well known in the first half of this century as a conductor and violin virtuoso, didn't become popular because of some pretty Nordic melody he'd composed, but believe it or not, because of a fiery Spanish-sounding tango. Here now, Jakob Gade's Jalousie, in an unusual adaptation for violin and accordion. The tango Jalousie by Danish composer Jakob Gade, played by a dizzying international combination, violinist Hiroto Yashima and accordion player Rolfur Vaunsson. Equally international was the colorful mixture of guests who turned up to take the waters every year at the fashionable spas in the old Austro-Hungarian Empire. They came partly to find a remedy for their ailments, but also partly just to see people and be seen. A favorite resort at the time was the Herkulesbad Spa, situated in the western region of the southern Carpathian Mountains, today part of Romania, then belonging to the Austro-Hungarian monarchy. Without a doubt, the thermal baths, prized since antiquity, had some curative effects. But equally therapeutic was the music performed in the evenings in the big concert salons, where spa bandmasters pampered guests with musical delights. A favorite bandmaster of those days, Jakob Patzeller, left us this Souvenir de Herkulesbad. Jalko Patzeller's Souvenir de Herkulesbad, with the Budapest Strauss Ensemble conducted by István Bogár. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders and produced in the studios of Radio Deutsche Welle by Rick Fulker, with help from studio engineer Jürgen Kerber. I'm Diane Erickson. Thanks for joining us.